Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, welcome to your Hollywood Crime Scene mini episode.
Hi.
What's up? We apologize for the cat in our last episode.
I don't apologize for him.
I do. He's my child. He's my child and I am responsible for him. He was meowing up a storm.
What was his deal? We didn't even have like tuna sandwiches in here or something where he was like, let me at him.
He was so loud.
He was really loud.
He might do it again. We don't know.
Because he's not getting attention.
He's a little needy.
Yeah. Yeah. He wants his hard-boiled egg.
My cat Melon loves hard-boiled eggs.
It's so cute.
It's very cute.
Well, Rachel, on our first episode of the Billie Holiday episodes last Tuesday, I mentioned that little Billie Holiday, when she was still Eleonora, liked to sing Dirty Blues on the playground. So one of our listeners sent us a tweet on our Hollywood Crime Scene account, and she said to check out this song called Churn Until the Butter Comes Home.
That's a euphemism for coming.
Well, that's what I think. Now, of course, I had to look up this song.
You're jerking till the butter comes.
I went to Wikipedia to check out this song. It's a pretty big one because it's by Wynonie Harris, who is like a famous blues player, singer. Who they have songs like Lollipop Mama, I Like My Baby's Pudding. Do you think that's dirty?
Yeah.
And one called Sitting on It All the Time.
Sitting on what?
I don't know. It.
Now,
so this, I had to read this passage from the Wikipedia page because I liked the idea so much that this nerd had to write this about this song. So they wrote, the song's lyrics are a double entendre, which refer on their face to the process of churning cream to make butter.
Oh.
However, there is a risque secondary interpretation that is implied by the lyrics. The following passage is illustrative. Harris was, I'm going to read you some of the lyrics that this person thinks might insinuate that this is a double entendre.
Okay.
Now it says, keep on churning till the butter comes. Keep on pumping, make the butter flow. Wipe off the paddle and churn some more. Little boy blue, come blow your horn. Sorry.
Okay. Wait a minute. Wasn't Little Boy Blue like a nursery rhyme?
Yeah, but that's a dirty nursery rhyme.
I was going to say, when I was a child and I heard that nursery rhyme, I knew as a child that that was fucking vulgar.
Well, when I was a child, we had an artist called Andrew Dice Clay.
Hickory Dickory Dock.
Did he do a Little Boy Blue? I'm sure he did a Little Boy Blue.
I just remember Hickory Dickory Dock.
Yeah, because that's like the delivery for sure. Dude, that was a wild
era.
He was a big star. In fact, as a child, I went to see his movie Ford Fairlane in the theaters.
Wait, say it again.
Ford Fairlane was like his big starring role after he did all the dirty nursery rhymes. That's like the weirdest movie I've ever probably seen in the theater. But obviously as a child, you just go to whatever shit, your parents send you to or take you to. But he was like, I don't even remember. I think Ford Fairlane is like a car. So maybe he was like a greaser car type character. Well, I have zero idea what that movie is
about.
That
was his whole like style. He had that big old pompadour.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. He was like trying to be like evil Fonzie or something.
Yeah, he was like,
because he was like, hey, oh, like popping the collar and like doing that whole thing.
He was like Fonzie's Wario.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, wait. So we should write like a 5,000 word essay on this.
You know who would publish this is the magazine you write for.
Yes. Seriously.
That Andrew Dice Clay is the Wario version of Fonzie.
Oh my God. I can imagine some nerd totally diving deep in this.
You.
Like, not, I could never go that deep. I would only go surface deep. Some people would be like, in 1892, just like they would bring it back to like the medieval times or something.
Now, I want to say before you continue, the other nursery rhyme that was absolutely disgusting, what was that one about the little boy who stuck
stick his, a thumb up the plum?
He stuck his thumb in his ass.
Yeah. Was everyone that? Knows that. Little Jack Horner sat in the corner eating his
pudding
pie or plum pudding.
He ate
stuck
something.
In his thumb and pulled out a plum and said, "What a good boy am I."
That is twink. That little twink stuck his thumb in his ass.
I have thought that since the day I heard that nursery rhyme. And it's like, they don't say it, but it is implied.
Yes.
that's where he sticks up the thumb and pulls out a plum.
Because all day, Little Jack Horner, which is actually Little Jack Horny.
Exactly.
He has been sitting around all day. He stuck plums up his ass in the morning.
Yeah.
And by the afternoon, he's sitting in the corner because he's been a very bad boy.
If you're sitting in the corner as a kid, you did something wrong.
Yeah.
You shit your pants. You did something. Like my cousin who sat in the corner all the time, it was always because he was pooping in his pants.
But was he doing it on purpose?
I honestly, he was at the age where it was like, okay, it's a little on purpose now. It wasn't like he was 1 and a half. He was like a little too old to be doing it. It was definitely like looking at you, like you're going to clean my ass, in my opinion, as someone who was like a year older than him. I was like, he's doing it on purpose.
It wasn't like a medical issue.
No, I mean, who the hell knows? We were trash. But like, he was the cousin where we were all like, we know what you're doing. And he would be in that corner staring at us and looking at us with a determined face, like to disgust us.
Why would you? That is such a self-own.
I'm telling you. And this is the same cousin who tried to then fart on me later in life. Like hold me down and fart on me. So he had something going on to punish us with his ass.
I bet he has some kind of a fetish now.
Ooh.
He's probably an adult baby.
I don't want to know.
Does he?
Hi, look, we haven't spoken since we were kids.
I was just wondering.
Just one question. I don't have a good segue for this.
So. Are you into diapers? Do you have a diaper fetish?
Do you remember
fetish?
You used to go in the corner like Little Jack Horner? So yeah, because of, back to the show, cause you know, we're very serious. Because of this listener who sent me this, I thought I would look into some other, old dirty blues.
Like we did
a bonus,
this.
Right?
No, this was a mini episode.
Okay. Well, I have new ones.
Okay.
Cause there's like a lot.
Well, if you want to listen to part one, I guess it's not really part one, but we did a dirty blues on the Gladys Bentley week.
So the first song I'm going to talk about is called Whoopee Blues. Now, this is a song about a poor blues man who has to deal with a mean, horrible woman. The artist is named King Solomon Hill, and he doesn't want to murder her, Rachel. He wants her sent to hell, in which the devil will be frisky with her.
So he wants to watch?
I don't know what he wants. He just wants her to get fucked by Satan, basically.
Whoa.
So it's not only raunchy, but it is vengeful.
Yeah.
Because that's pretty mean, even though I do find Satan hot. I want it to be my choice. I don't want my ex sending me there. No one wants that. So some of the quotes from the song say, "Tell me you've been gone all day that you may make whoopee all night. I'm going to take my razor and cut your late hours. You wouldn't think I'd be serving you right. I said, Undertaker been here and gone. I gave him your height and size. You've been making whoopee with the devil in hell tomorrow night." So I guess he's going to kill her. And then she's going to go to hell for cheating on him.
This is like the first metal song.
This is really metal. This is very metal. I'm going to kill you with a razor. You're going to go to hell for cheating on me. First of all, that is such a guy thing. Like, you don't go to hell just for cheating on a guy. Like, seriously? Like, I think going to hell, you're like, even though I don't believe in it, I feel like it has to be a little bit higher than, oh, I cheated on some loser guy. Like,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's going to be like really big sins.
Right.
But only a guy would be like, that's enough. You're going to hell. Like, truly, right? So, yeah. Whoopee is like a funny sex word.
Yeah.
Because that gets used a lot as, I guess, to be like polite.
Making whoopee.
Or like the, what was it? The newlywed game.
Oh, yeah.
They use that word a lot, right?
That was very popular. I feel like it's that whoopee was popular for so many decades and no one uses it anymore.
No, I don't.
It's
no one
so
ever says. No one ever says whoopee. There's this, I don't really have much about this because I couldn't find the lyrics, but this is a song by a woman named Clara Smith, who was sort of called the Queen of the Moaners.
Oh.
Now, that's actually a compliment, obviously, but that was her style. She did a lot of songs that were double entendres, and her big hit was called It's Tight Like That.
Mm. I like it.
I like that, too. It's Tight Like That. Now, this guy is a English performer. I think he had like, I don't even know if this is a blues song, but it's sort of in the big band genre. This song was his big hit. He is called Harry Roy, and his song is called My Girl's Pussy.
We talked about
this. Did we talk about this one?
Yes, we did.
This is a dirty song.
Did we play this one? Well, I did read all the lyrics.
There's a lot of pussy songs.
This song like, is insane. It's my girl's pussy.
Yeah, it That's literally it says it. And it's like when it's not even double entendre. It's out and out about a pussy.
She talks about it being wet.
Did you do Put My Banana in Your Fruit Basket?
No.
Okay. So.
Fruit Basket.
Put My Banana in Your Fruit Basket is a song by Bo Carter. Now. I like that these are considered double entendres. Like, come on.
Who are you fooling?
Now, let's see. Let's take a deeper look into this song. I got a brand new skillet. I got a brand new lead. All I need is a little woman just to burn my bread. I'm telling you, baby, I sure ain't gonna deny. Let me put my banana in your fruit basket, then I'll be satisfied. Now I got the washboard, my baby got the tub. We gonna put them together, gonna rub, rub, rub. And I'm telling you, baby, I sure ain't gonna deny. Let me put my banana in your fruit basket, then I'll be satisfied. I love that he wants to put his, like he's got a banana.
It's
that
big.
Sounds nice.
Yeah.
Now, he doesn't want that banana to spoil.
Sorry. That sounds nice.
That's a nice banana. Now,
he doesn't want it to spoil.
He said, gonna let my banana. Wait. Oh, wait. No, this is a twist. Let me put my banana. Okay. So, gonna let my banana spoil now. So
wait, he wants it to spoil?
He wants it to get brown and bruised. Mama gonna let me spoil my banana now. I can see the way you carry it on. You don't want my banana, no how. Now I got the dasher, my baby got the churn. We're gonna churn, churn, churn until the butter come. Ooh, another churn until the butter comes. They love churn until the butter comes.
It's a great metaphor.
It makes me want to eat butter. I've always wanted to churn butter.
Me too.
Could you like just picture it like in your little Swiss milk dress or whatever?
It just, to me, fresh churned butter sounds so tasty.
I want to eat it like right out of the churn.
Me too.
And spread it on some bread or something.
Where it's like real cold.
Ooh. So yeah, that's put the banana in. I don't know what the spoil is. I think it's because when bananas get mushy and
get
bruised
limp.
And you want to eat it.
No.
Well, you put it in your banana bread.
I think by spoil is he's saying, I don't have a lot of, make up your mind. Do you want this banana in your fruit basket or not? It's gonna spoil.
Oh, he's trying to tell her there's only a limited time this banana is going to be good.
Yeah.
And then it's going to be bad and you're going to have to make banana bread with it. No one wants that. Now, this one's called Sweet Honey Hole.
Look.
You just picture Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah.
Sticking his paw in the honey pot.
You know how I feel about Winnie the Pooh and all his friends.
Fisting up that honey pot. Fisting that honey pot and pulling it out. It's all covered with honey. What does he do? Lick it off his paw? His furry paw?
Pooh, I've seen that. I've seen that fucker stick his entire head in a honey pot before.
He is the fisting king. He gets it all up in there, right? So this song, it's pretty much what you think it's going to be. It's about getting sweet honey from the honey hole. He says, I want honey in the morning. I want honey late at night.
Wait, who does this?
Wait, I'll have to tell you. Wait, where is this? Hold on. Sweet Honey. Oh, it's by Blind Boy Fuller.
Okay.
Come on, Rachel. It's by Blind Boy Fuller.
Sorry.
He wants this honey every night. If he doesn't get his honey, he's not going to believe he's being treated right. People whining about getting their honey. It's a different day. Now, he needs this honey to satisfy his soul. Now, if you're talking about your honey, you haven't tasted my honey. He also was willing to share, Rachel.
So he has his own honey.
He has honey, but he also wants yours. You taste your honey, you're going to lose your mind. That's hot. He wants you to taste your own honey.
This is a very advanced move for back then.
I think so, because it's like, lick my finger. I put my hand in your honey pot. You want to lick it off? That's top tier move, in my opinion. So yeah, he wants to taste her honey. He wants her to taste his honey.
He wants her to taste her honey.
Your woman, that's how you keep your woman home. And I agree. That is how you keep your woman home. Now, there was an act, Rachel, Butterbeans and Susie. Do you know Butterbeans and Susie?
I don't, but I love them already.
They had a cute little dirty act together. So obviously it's a woman and a man. Susie is the woman, Butterbeans is the man. And they had a big hit song called I Want a Hot Dog for My Role. Now, this is one of those songs that goes back and forth.
And here is the song called I Want a Hot Dog for My Role. Hot dog, hot dog. Here come the hot dog man.
Hey, come here.
What is it, lady?
Butter, I see you got a hot dog stand.
You know something, Sue? I'm known as the hot dog man. Yes, sir. Hot dog.
Well, listen. Well, I want a hot dog without bread, you see.
Why? What's the matter?
Because I carry my bread with me.
Now, Sue, you peculiar, and that's an actual fact.
Yes. And if I like your hot dog, why, I'll come back.
I know you will.
How much is it? I'm here to pay. Satisfy me. Listen while I say.
What is it you got to say?
I want a hot dog for my roll.
Well, here it is. Here it is.
I want it hot. I don't want it cold.
My dog's never cold.
Give me a big one. That's what I say. I want it so it will fit my bread. Jesus, Susie.
Now, here's a hot dog for your roll.
Now, is it young? I don't want it old. I don't want it cold. Sorry.
My dog never cold.
I sure will be disgusted if this hot dog ain't full of mustard. Don't want no excuse. It must have lots of juice. I want a hot dog for my roll.
She wants all the condiments.
She wants that thing sloppy.
Right.
She wants it juicy and sloppy.
I get it, Susie.
Me too.
Come, let me straighten you out. Now here's a dog that's long and lean.
Oh, that ain't the kind of dog I mean.
Now here's a dog, Sue, that's short and fat.
But I sure need something different from that. She wants it just right. She's like the Goldilocks hot dogs.
It's your line.
Oh, now here's my roll.
Where's your roll?
Now where's your dog?
Uh-oh, sister, that roll you got will hold half a hog. Yes, sir.
Hey, listen, Butter, can you fit it? Fit it?
Why, sure I can.
Why, boy?
Why, Sue, I'm known now as a champion hot dog man.
Wow. I think it just continues on with more of the same. I thought the last verse was unique, but we did it already with the mustard. I like that discussion. And I like people who want mustard on their hot dog, quite frankly. It's my preference.
I agree. It's. You know what? I miss a stadium dog.
I've been craving hot dogs lately, and not in a euphemistic way.
Like, right.
I really want a hot dog.
No, I agree. I have too. Like, I really miss a baseball
hot dog. I think I saw your brother post some hot dog recently from his bar.
My brother sells hot dogs at his bar, El Prado, in Echo Park. You should stop by there to get a hot dog to go. They're very good, apparently. I haven't had one, but people love them.
Okay. They look good.
They do look good.
Now, speaking of hot dogs, we got an email from one of our listeners named Mel, and she wanted to give us a little tidbit about ancient dick. Now, this was based on our last mini where we talked about the ancient dick? So she said the Romans used to tie little dick plaques to their walls as a good luck charm. These little dicks had the ball sack, but also had little feet coming out of the ball sack and wings coming off the shaft. They used to hang them from the wall with a red ribbon, and they were in most homes and very normal for people to have.
I like that.
I like that the balls had feet.
Yeah, it's very silly.
It seems like I would love to have an ancient Roman dick with eight wings.
Dick art.
Yeah, dick art.
Dick art from the past.
Now, we also got another letter from an ex-pageant girl.
Oh.
Her name is Angela. And what I love about Angela is that she's from Massachusetts. So this is not a Southern pageant girl. This is from Massachusetts. And I love women from Massachusetts.
I know you've said this before.
You know how I feel. I got excited when I saw Angela was from Massachusetts. I was like, I know Angela from Massachusetts. Like, I'm real tough. Oh, Angela from Massachusetts?
Oh, I know her.
I know who she is. She's a pageant girl. Now, Angela was doing pageants back in 1986. When she started, she was just 3 years old. So she was like, as I said, she was born and raised in Massachusetts. She did a lot of things where she had Tinkerbell makeup on, and she had gotten a scholarship to Barbizon.
Oh, we know. Do you remember Barbizon? Yes, we know Barbizon.
Ugh, the dream. We should do an investigation on Barbizon.
I would love to do a series investigating them. Look, my mother always told me they were a scam, but I do remember the commercials.
Oh, really?
Oh,
I remember
well.
The logo with like, it had like a lightning bolt in it.
The thing right? is, in the commercials, they told you it was a scam because at the end of the commercials, it said, be a model or just look like one.
Yeah. Right.
They said, we're not promising.
Did you ever get glamour shots at the mall?
I didn't.
I didn't either.
But you know what I did?
How did I not do that?
I can't believe I didn't do that. But what I did get was at the county fair, those portraits in the sepia where you're like an old West bitch.
Oh, I didn't get one of those, but I'm dying to.
I remember I got it one time and I was very upset because I was with my friend and we were trying to describe that we wanted to be like slutty. Ugh. But we were 10, but my friend made the mistake of saying we want to be fancy. So they put us in this very like high society sort of covered up,
right.
Like, you know, 1860s garb. And I remember the picture after we got dressed and I was like, well, that sucked. I wanted to be wearing like a garter belt.
Right.
Like a saloon girl.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I have a picture of myself at Knott's Berry Farms, and at Knott's Berry Farms, they have benches with statues sitting on them. And one of them are like salon girls. Statues.
Saloon girls?
Saloon girls. Yeah, saloon girls sitting on benches. And there's a picture of me standing on the bench next to the saloon girl with my arm around her and my hand on my hip and sticking my hip out. And I'm wearing shorts and a halter top. But I'm like 5.
Where is this picture?
I need to get this picture.
Where
I have
is
it.
This
I have this picture. I'll find it. And so I'm looking like a little hoe. And the sad thing is I'm sure my mom was like, now stick your like, I'm sure my mom posed me. Although I was a little like, that's what I would have thought was cute. Like, cause the things I watched were like Shirley Temple and those old shorts of like Little Rascals. They're like very sexualized. The little girls are flirtatious and like sexy or trying to be sexy or something. Like, it's really inappropriate. Did you ever see that short with Shirley Temple playing like a madam?
What?
I'll show it to you. Maybe we can review that for a Patreon episode.
Yeah.
It's one of the most insane shorts I've ever, like, it's like a 5-minute short where it's all kids playing adult roles and she's like a madam or something, like a brothel owner.
Oh my God.
I can't remember her name. Okay. We'll talk about it another time when I haven't watched it in a while, but it's incredible. So back to Angela. By the way, Angela is Italian. She was actually, had her dresses specially made by a local children's clothing store that sponsored her. Now, my favorite thing that she told, she told a lot of, there was a lot of tears and overbearing moms and people overdone, et cetera, et cetera. But she said that she had one outfit that was a bathing suit summer wear thing. It was a Hawaiian themed crop top with a matching short skirt wrap, a flower wreath on her head. And in Angela's head, it was adorable. She looked like a little hula girl. But one time when she got off stage, another girl came up to her and said that she could see my underwear when I wore it.
Look, when you're a child, when you're a young child, having another kid tell you that they can see your underwear was like the most horrific thing
it
ever.
It really was. It ruined anything you felt about the outfit you were wearing.
Like, I mean, that was like, for some reason, like little kids would use that as a weapon. They'd be like, I can see your underwear. And you would just go home the rest of the day, you'd be crying.
Yes. No, it was the worst thing. No, when she said that, I knew exactly the feeling.
No one wants their underwear
also
showing.
She's very high and thinking her outfit is so cute, and then yeah. some girl just shot her down instantly with that one comment.
Well, where is she now?
She's probably ruining other people's lives. That's what I think. So thank you for your email, Angela. She said a lot of other nice things, that she likes to listen to our show while she's running errands and driving her toddler around. So we're happy we can make you laugh with your toddler.
Absolutely.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm a huge fan of Rocket Money. Not only did they help me find and cancel some of my unwanted subscriptions, in general, they've given me a great picture of my financial status and helped me save money. I've always struggled with finding time to manage my finances. At the end of a busy week, the last thing I want to do is spend time budgeting all of my expenses or tracking down customer service teams to cancel old subscriptions I no longer use. But now I use Rocket Money, and it does all that for me. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. With Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I love the dashboard that shows me this month's spending compared to last month's, so I can clearly see my spending habits. Plus, they'll help me create a custom budget and keep my spending on track. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Hollywood Crime Scene. That's rocketmoney.com/Hollywood Crime Scene. rocketmoney.com/Hollywood Crime Scene.
So did you watch or listen or read anything good this week?
I binged a show on Amazon called Tell Me Your Secrets.
Ooh.
Have you heard of it?
No.
I heard about it like from a podcast ad. I think it was like, I was listening to Dateline or something, and they like advertised the show, and I was like, oh, you know, don't have a show to watch.
Yeah.
It's with Lily Robb. And oh gosh, I'm forgetting her name. She's
great. Is it fiction?
Yes. She's a great actress. She's in The Leftovers. Anyway, it's fucking weird. I don't know, even know how to describe this show. It's like, it's fucking bizarre. Like, so many things happen in it. There are so many plots happening, but it's not like it's confusing or anything, but there's like a million different characters. None of these people have good boundaries. Everyone in this show has a boundary issue. It's like a big problem, and it's kind of like a crime thing. It's like the Lily Robb's character, her boyfriend was a serial killer.
Ooh. So that's kind of what we've been talking about.
Yeah.
Last month, yeah.
But she was with him like before she knew he was a serial killer. But it's like the fallout from that. And now she's in witness protection.
Ooh.
But then what's her fucking name? I'm sorry. I should have wrote this down.
It's
I'm
okay.
Like, my brain's totally blanking out right now. But like there's a mom whose like daughter is like still missing and presumed to have been murdered by this serial killer. And so she needs to like, she wants to like hunt down Lily Robb's character to like question her.
That sounds interesting.
It is a fucking bizarre show. There are some bizarre choices that happen in this show. I don't even know. Like, I wouldn't say it was like, oh, this is a great show, but I definitely binged it in like 1.5 days.
So is it like 6 episodes or something? Or
it was 10 episodes. Okay. And I actually initially went into it thinking it was going to be a mini series.
Okay.
But then there's this huge fucking cliffhanger at the end. And so I'm like, oh, this is like season 1. There's going to be a season 2. What the fuck?
Wait, so there's a cliffhanger at the end?
Yes.
Ugh. That's
now I'm mad because I don't have this is why it's fun to binge a show that like has already 7 seasons of it.
Yes.
But now I've only seen
I can't wait for a cliffhanger.
Dude.
What is it? 1989. We have to wait like 4 months to find out something.
Bummed. I have nothing to watch.
That's like what happened to me with The Teacher, where I didn't realize there was one more episode and they were releasing it weekly. And then I was like, I have to wait. I don't want to wait for this shit. This show sucked. I just wanted to get it over with. It was shame watch.
I was like really enjoying. I honestly like, even though this show is like so ridiculous and there's a lot quote unquote wrong with it, in terms of whatever, it's look, I am I'm so easy to please. If a show entertains me, it's good,
right?
So like I don't come on here to this podcast trying to act like I'm some TV critic.
No, me either. I was actually just thinking I can't wait for you season 3.
Look, here's the thing about me. I love television. I love film. I love being entertained. So right. I'm very easy to please.
I have a lot of varieties of things that I enjoy watching.
Yeah.
Like it's not all highbrow or all popular movies. I like a lot of different things. You actually reminded me of a show I want to watch and I haven't, I keep forgetting to watch it because it's like something I had never heard of. And I actually thought that what you were talking about was the show I was wanting to watch. But the show I want to watch is called Behind Her Eyes. Have you heard of this?
No.
It's on Netflix and it's a psychological thriller about a single mom and like there's mind games. And there's like a psychiatrist and supposedly there's a huge twist that everyone was talking about.
I'm in.
I know, me too. Can we watch that this
week?
Wait
a minute. I started to watch that a long time ago. I think
it just came out.
Who's in it?
I don't think
just now?
It just came out in February.
Oh, never mind then. Never
no, it
mind.
Just came out okay. February 17th.
Okay, I'll watch it.
So it was dropped all on February 17th. I don't know if anyone famous is in it. Let's watch it. Let's check it out and see, because it sounds kind of crazy. And I saw a few people talking about it, but it definitely wasn't like a big thing.
Right.
But it is based on a book. So I think a lot of fans of the book wanted to watch this. Anyway, I watched a ton of man movies this week. I was telling my friend how these movies that I was talking to him and telling him all the movies I was watching. And
movies like Michael Mann?
No. Just at some point he said to me, what is your deal? what's going on with you? Cause I was like, I watched the Godfather, all 3 Godfathers. I watched, I watched like every guy movie, like a gang. I watched The Verdict with Paul Newman. I watched Heat, like the Michael Mann movie. So there was an actual Michael Mann movie. I just watched all these like movies that guys like to watch, even though they're good. And I'm not saying they're like only for men.
Desi, you're going to get a think piece written about you.
That's true. Please write a think piece about me. I don't want anyone to think about me.
You're going to be like, Desi Jettikin says that these movies are just for
Can
men.
Can women even understand Goodfellas? Wasn't there a think piece about that?
Speaking of which, I did watch Goodfellas this past week, which obviously I've seen a million times.
Yeah, me too. But like, I might rewatch it too.
It's fun every time I watch it.
Oh, and I also, this is relevant to everyone's interest, I started watching the Heaven's Gate documentary on HBO Max. You said you watched that too, right?
When it came out.
I didn't watch it when it came out. So if you haven't seen it, I like it.
It's good.
I think it's good.
Yeah.
So I recommend that as well. I'm not going to get into all my man movies, but that's what I watched a lot of. I have a macho. I've had a
You're
macho
a
week.
Macho man over
I'm
here.
I'm a macho
watching
man.
Watching Heat. Wow. Heat. You're so macho.
Oh, I'm fascinated by Al Pacino's career now. Like, I need, like, in my opinion, he started getting his hair cut spiky in 1990. And then he started getting really loud and yelling a lot when his hair got spiky.
Heat is the movie where he says, "Great ass." Did I do a good impression?
Yeah. And I was also laughing because I hadn't seen Godfather 3 in like forever, like probably since it came out, when he says, every time I think I'm out, they pull me back in. Like, you know when you see like a line that has been said so many times by every idiot you know, and you actually hear it in the movie, it's like, what am I supposed to do now? Drink or something? Like, you feel like you're supposed to celebrate somehow when you hear a movie. I was like, I've heard this line probably 8,000 times in my life by every idiot guy at a bar or something like that.
Well, it's like when I was, every time you see Goodfellas And Joe Pesci is like, what am I, a clown?
I know. It's so weird to see those iconic things where, like, you've seen people do the scene. It's like, you roll your eyes. Yeah. And, like, this the Joe Pesci one, because I did watch Goodfellas, like, 6 months ago. When that scene happens, I think I hadn't seen that movie in a while. And I was like, this is actually a terrifying scene. But when people do it, it's kind of like funny. But that scene ends up being really scary and violent. Like, so it's just funny to kind of finally see it after it gets memed in a way. Like,
yeah,
it's crazy. So that's all I have. What about, I do have a food thing I want to read. I forgot about this. So we can move into the food section, and let's start off this food section by some exciting news. I tweeted about this and Rachel hopped right on board. Taco Bell now has a fried chicken sandwich that's stuffed into a taco. The bun looks like a taco shell.
But it looks like a chalupa shell or a gordita.
It's a squishy, you can tell it's squishy bread that's grilled. So it's kind of like bun-esque, but it's like a chalupa. That fat tortilla.
It's like a it's more like gordita-esque. It's like a flatbread.
It has that flatbread with the grilled. I love that flatbread. Mm. Those things, and they wrap it around another crunchy taco.
Ugh.
That's the ideal thing. You get that fat, soft bread wrapped around a crunchy shell. Like, for so long at Taco Bell, I only ordered one thing or like two things. And then one day my niece is like, you never had a crispy, crispy whatever. Dude, gordita or whatever, something like that.
A cheesy gordita crunch.
Yeah, cheesy gordita crunch. And I was like, what? No, because I was so like rigid in my Taco Bell order. You know how you get at fast food?
Dude, look, you want to talk culinary excellence. The texture profile in a cheesy gordita crunch is unparalleled.
It's so good. So yes, but now I am dying to try this. As we all know, crispy chicken sandwiches have taken over the world. McDonald's released theirs today. My friend Bill Oakley does fast food reviews. He gave it a very good review. He says it's not quite as good as Popeye's, but it's like number two on his list, which is pretty good.
Didn't McDonald's already have one?
Yes, the McChicken, but I don't think it was that good. Now, they know the competition is stiff.
Right.
So they're competing now with the Popeyes and whatever, the higher quality chicken sandwiches. I guess KFC has one. Now, this consists of an all-wheat all-wheat.
Are you talking about Taco Bell now?
Taco Bell.
Now you're talking.
Now I'm talking about Taco Bell.
Okay.
Sorry. Taco Bell's crispy chicken sandwich taco is an all white piece of chicken that is marinated in a jalapeno buttermilk.
Mm.
That sounds fucking good.
So good.
Dude, I want that. I want this. What is that? Me? Like, when is this coming out? Me at Taco Bell. Do you have the crispy chicken sandwich taco? Me yelling out. Do you remember when I tried to get the thing at Taco Bell and they didn't have it? Yeah. And I said to the delivery person, I saw a commercial. That was my lowest moment.
That was the lowest moment I've ever.
But I saw a commercial that it came back. What was I talking about? It was a Taco Bell item.
No, it was McDonald's. Desi was in the McDonald's drive-thru and she tried to order a McFlurry or something.
No, I didn't order a McFlurry.
It was something, or maybe it
okay.
was a dude.
I can't remember.
You tried to
I
order.
Embarrassed myself because I did see a commercial on the internet.
She was like almost in tears, but I saw a commercial.
To the poor worker, I was not mean to him. I was more humiliating myself of anything. I was very upset. Now, this had a jalapeno buttermilk, as I mentioned, marinade. It's fried with a crunchy tortilla chip coating. That sounds really fucking good. This article describes it as a drunken late night staple.
Look, you don't
have
to be
drunk.
This is any time.
So they mentioned the puffy bread. There's also a creamy chipotle sauce that comes on it and slices of pickled jalapeno. I love this sandwich. If this isn't good, I'm going to be upset.
Because in theory, it sounds perfect.
I love the way it looks.
Yeah.
It looks beautiful. Like with the like the jalapenos kind of bring to mind the pickles that are on the Popeye sandwich. Like, I love that this is a perfect Taco Bell creation of a chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
They did a good job.
I like that they're like, oh, we're serving a chicken sandwich. They did their own thing.
And we're like going to do it our own way.
Right.
I love it.
Here's the thing. To me, the Popeye's chicken sandwich that they came out with last year or whatever is the best fast food chicken sandwich.
Absolutely. I love it.
I think about it regularly.
A Popeye's drive-thru opened up like a few blocks away from me, and it is torture when I pass it. And I'm like, I can't get this every day.
Yeah.
I want to try like their other menu items. Is it good? Everything?
Have you never had?
I've had Popeye's, but it's not a place I went to regularly because I never lived by one.
I really am a big fan of Popeye's in terms of fast food that like, cause I don't eat a ton of fast food, but I have like Popeye's is up there for me.
Well, I know that Popeye's is regularly cited by famous chefs as having the best fried, like they'll be like, I love Popeye's
the best
fried chicken.
Fast food fried chicken. Yes. I think it's the best one too. I really like that at Popeye's you can get a biscuit.
Their biscuits are good.
The thing is like,
is KFC bad now? I haven't been in so long.
I haven't been to a KFC in over 10 years.
That was like my favorite meal as a child.
Yeah.
I would get the KFC with, I love their coleslaw. It's the best coleslaw.
Do you know what I used to do when I was a teenager, when I was really high, is I would go to KFC and I would get the popcorn chicken and then a side of gravy and I would dip the popcorn chicken in the gravy.
That is so high.
It's so pig.
Oh my God. Popcorn chicken. That sounds amazing. I love
yeah.
it.
But the thing, look, I know some people might scoff at this, but I have ordered the like surf and turf, whatever tackle box from Popeye's where you get half shrimp, half
chicken.
Is their
fried shrimp good?
Look, it's fried shrimp. Uh-huh. It's like pretty good. I would never order shrimp from a regular fast food establishment, but I would from Popeye's.
Yes. And I just have one more thing. This is a belated birthday message from Katie to her best friend, Kirsten. She said that they love our podcast and she'd like to give her a shout out. So happy birthday, Kirsten.
Happy birthday, Kirsten.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you
sorry
so
for
much.
The delay.
Yeah, sorry about that. But I hope you had a great birthday and let us know what you ate.
Yeah, definitely. So that's all we got.
Yeah, and we will see you on Tuesday.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.